The United States Catholic Bishops Spring Conference began yesterday in Orlando, Florida. During the meeting, which will continue until tomorrow, bishops will vote on a proposed statement concerning embryonic stem cell research. But they will also look at issues including medically assisted nutrition and hydration and clergy sex abuse. We spoke to the media relations director at the USCCB, Sister Marianne Walsh, who explained more about some of the issues the bishops will be discussing.
The bishops have been very strong on the stem cell issue, but they've communicated with letters to legislators and documents to educate our people. This is the first time they have taken this approach with a statement. And the concern with the statement is that there's a lot of misconceptions regarding stem cell. I mean, there are people who erroneously think, well, it's so small, it can't really be human. And that's not true, of course. The argument that it's going to die anyhow is not good because everybody's going to die anyhow. They're also looking at the causes and context study, the development of that the Committee for the Protection of Children and Young People has been pursuing. As you know, we in this country are dealing with the terrible crime of child sexual abuse, but the indications are that this was primarily in the 70s, and so the question is, why did that happen? What made us particularly vulnerable to that kind of crime at that time? So the causes and context study is being done by the John Jay College of Criminal Justice up in New York, and they're going to give a report to the bishops on where they are now with that study. It's a very important one. It's going to be a landmark study as to what led to that crime